Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
There's no need to creep around, Alan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't you. I've been awake for ages.
Oh, love. That's a shame. Why?
I woke up with the sun, then I couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah. This is no good. I need your rest.
I'll be okay. You off to Pennyhasset?
Yeah. Yeah. You see if you can get back to sleep.
Found anything?
Yeah, I think so. I thought I'd look again before the kids get up. Milking okay?
Yeah.
Here, look. This one looks the best to me. The cameras come on automatically at night.
How many?
Four.
Is that enough?
I think so. Well, it's starting to get really expensive after that.
Oh, wonderful. How much are more?
Eight
give us more coverage. We should do the job properly.
No, four will do it, Ruth. They'll cover the doors and the yard. Then we'll keep the monitor here in the office so we can record every visitor.
So we finally joined the Surveillance Society.
Yeah, no. So what do we tell the kids?
Oh, we could tell Pip.
Maybe.
She's the most vulnerable, isn't she? She's just out so much more than the others.
Yeah, but I don't want to frighten her.
I know. Well, we certainly can't tell Josh and Ben. They'd be terrified.
Well, if these do their job, they need never know. I, for one, had a better night with this thing on the bedside table.
Well, keep it on your side. I nearly hit it this morning instead of the alarm. I think even Josh would notice hordes of police descending at 5 a.m.
No, they don't seem to have picked up on anything.
No, not yet.
You know, I wish it had been vandals.
I know. Says something, doesn't it, when it comes to that? We're sitting targets, aren't we?
Well, they may be scum, but they can't be completely stupid. You know, they won't want to be caught on film.
Everything's changing, isn't it?
I thought you'd like a coffee.
Oh, that's nice, darling. Thank you.
Did you manage a bit more sleep?
No, but I've been reading.
Oh, well, it's a lovely day.
How did Pennyhasset go?
Not many in. Half a dozen. About normal for early communion.
Mm.
It was nice and peaceful.
I was going to get up about 10 minutes ago. Then I heard Amy going into the bathroom.
Ah.
So I thought I'd wait until she was back in her room before I surfaced.
Right. Well, I'll join you then.
Haven't you got to get over to the church?
Oh, I've got a few minutes. Look, you shouldn't have to hide away.
I'm not. I'm just avoiding unnecessary confrontation.
Oh, love.
Well, it's nice to have the time to collect my thoughts, actually. It's what Sunday's for, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I gave myself 10 minutes this morning just to sit and think things over.
And here's me thinking you were having coffee.
No.
Would you like me to come and help after the family service?
Oh, it'd be lovely. Thanks.
Unless...
No. She's taking it easy today, she said.
Right. So, what were you turning over?
Oh, I was gathering my thoughts for my sermon.
What's it about?
God has committed us to the work of reconciliation. Oh, that's my starting point.
Well, water can wear a stone over time, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I shan't give up the peace process.
You're not superhuman, you know. She needs to meet us halfway.
Yes, I know she does.
She's running rings round us.
Yeah, right, she is.
We need to get on with our lives, you and I.
We do. No, I was thinking about that too.
Were you?
Now, this little matter of your half-century next month...
Don't!
Well, you can't let it go unmarked. Meal at Grey Gables?
Oh, I don't know, given how things are.
Oh, I might be better in 3 weeks.
Well, I shan't hold my breath. Grey Gables. Yeah, I think I'd rather let my hair down a bit if I'm going to mark the day.
Oh, right.
And I'm going out for a meal in Felpersham with the office. They press ganged me.
Oh, OK. Well, a barbecue. Here in the garden. You could invite the whole village if you like.
Too much like hard work.
Oh, I'll do all the work. You won't have to lift a finger.
Well, that's not very fair. Besides, it'll rain if we plan a party outside.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a bit high risk, isn't it? We could hire the bull upstairs.
Well, that's more like it.
Then we can fit everybody in, all your friends and family.
Lovely.
That'd be a chance for you to really let your hair down. You're only 50 once.
Yeah. And I could do with a laugh.
Party. That's what we both need.
Oh, David and Ruth have got their farm day on the 17th.
Oh, have they?
I'm not having a party without them.
Well, they'll come along the evening, surely.
Well, maybe. You have cheered up my morning, darling.
I'm glad I've cheered somebody up.
No, it's really lovely of you.
So, do you want her there?
Yes. Yes, I do. Now, whether she'll want to be there is another matter, of course.
Why do I have to go to Crickle's stupid job?
There'll be loads of other people up there, and your gran's expecting you. She's looking forward to it.
Mum!
Go on, get some fresh air.
It'll be boring.
Josh is taking a bat and ball. You can play yourselves at the edge of the field.
I'd be okay in my room.
On a day like this, get on with you. Go on. Now, get in the carpet. Your dad will pick you both up later.
But we can walk.
Look, you're keeping Pip waiting, and she's kindly offered to drop you off before going to Spencer's. So that's what's going to happen, right?
OK.
The team need all the support they can get if they're going to meet Darrington. Go and cheer them on.
Go Ambridge.
At last. Drive safely, Pip.
Ben, he couldn't have made that more difficult if he'd tried.
Well, I don't want him knocking around here on his own this afternoon.
No, not when we can't keep an eye on him.
I'll go and check the grass after weighing this lot.
Okay. It's going to be tricky finding time to cut the hay.
Yeah.
You're helping Tom tomorrow and Tuesday, aren't you?
Yeah. So Wednesday's the first chance I'll have, really.
Oh, well.
It's bad timing. I'd rather be here.
Well, I'm glad Emma's coming in the morning. I don't fancy being in the house on my own.
Come on, you, on the scales.
Do you want a hand?
No, I'll be okay. You better get on and check the Herefords. Right, you're up to it. Go on, through you go.
Keep an eye on the time.
Yes, yes, I will.
Jill's going to text when they're getting near the end.
Yeah, okay. I might get down for the last few overs.
I don't want them telling her they'll just walk home.
No, neither do I. Come on. To the scales. 34 kilos, he'll do. Oh,
it's just a nightmare.
Ruth, listen, I am not prepared to let these thugs get inside my head.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Come on. Look, we're doing all we can on the practical front, aren't we? Go on, you're ready.
Short of leaving the country.
We've bought padlocks for all the sheds, we've got the panic button and we're ordering cameras. I mean, what's left apart from barricading ourselves in with a shotgun?
Now there's an idea.
Now think about it. I mean, why are they doing this? How do they want us to feel? Rattled and insecure.
Well, don't you?
Of course I do, love. I'm trying my best not to. They are not taking over our lives.
They already have.
No! Stop thinking like that. No, not you.
Oh, you're right.
Good. Listen, they want me not to give evidence, but the more they threaten me, the more risky it is, surely. I mean, if they're caught, it'll only make things worse for them.
right.
So there's a limit to what they can actually do.
I hope so.
So, let's just get on with what we're supposed to be doing.
We can't do anything else, I suppose.
No.
Oh, one thing, you've had an email confirming your order.
Oh, thank God for that. Did they give us a delivery day?
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday.
Good.
And the sooner we get the cameras up, the better. Oh, and we had an email inquiry about the 17th.
Yeah?
Asking if it was suitable for under fives. I told them about the lambs and calves. Right, I'll go up to the Herefords.
Yeah, okay.
I must say, Farm Sunday is the last thing I feel like doing right now. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. On your way out?
Yeah, I thought I'd go to the river for a walk.
Oh, nice. Wretched grass, eh? Never stops growing. Linda's llamas did a better job, don't you think?
Definitely.
Oh, look, before you go, you know, it's Usha's birthday next month.
Haven't forgotten.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, she's warming to the idea of hiring the bull upstairs. Do you... you fancy helping me plan it?
I expect I'll be working.
Amy, Usha would love you to be there. It wouldn't be the same without you.
Don't you get it, Dad? I don't want anything to do with her.
Look, okay, okay. If not for Usha, then for me.
Dad...
Please? I really hate seeing you at odds like this.
Well, tough.
You know, you could just put your mind to it. Give it some thought.
No!
Right. Well, that's a shame.
I can't help it.
That's my point, really, love. I think you can.
You're just impossible. I wish both of you would just leave me alone.
How long have you been there?
Long enough.
She's upset.
Well, so are you. Are you all right?
Not really. I am so sorry.
Have you got any cluster liners in, Tom?
Yeah, plenty. Does that one need changing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Has it gone all right?
Fine.
Good. Thanks. I don't suppose you fancy helping Brenda on the van on Monday night?
Oh, up at the Beacon?
Yeah.
Just the evening, then. Okay. Might as well get paid for being there.
True. I mean, I'm not expecting it to be that busy, but we should make a bit on tea and coffee.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah, yeah. The track's fine, and there's a good flat pitch nearby.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, David.
Hi, I'm reporting for trailer duty.
Well, I managed the first cut, though Dad had to milk yesterday afternoon, or I'd never have got the mower out.
Oh, well done.
Oh, it'll be good to get it in. Oh, how did Ambridge do yesterday, do you know?
Darrington won.
Oh, no surprises there, then.
I got down for the last few overs.
How was morale?
Oh, it's not too bad. We got a very respectable 180.
Oh, okay.
But unfortunately, we were chasing 214.
So. Well.
Yeah, it's nice to see some of the youngsters playing.
Tom's offered me more work on the van, Dad.
Oh, that's nice for you.
Yeah. And I presume you'll want it for Farm Sunday.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get back to you, did I?
I won't be able to man it myself, but Brenda will. With Pip, if you like.
I might not be around.
Well, actually, Tom...
I'm really glad you're going ahead this year. I'm sure Adam feels the same. It would be just impossible for us, or Home Farm.
Yeah, I suppose it would. So, has your dad done any more about getting you some help here?
Well, not as far as I know.
Oh. Sorry, Amy, I've just this minute put a load on.
So I see.
Put it in the basket. I'll happily put it in when this is finished. I'm working at home today anyway.
No, it's okay.
It's no trouble.
No, I'll take it back.
Oh, Amy, that's ridiculous.
Look, I don't need you to do my washing, okay?
Right. How long do you propose to keep this up?
What?
I'm sorry, Amy, but it's gone on long enough. Ugh. Never mind how hurtful it is to me. Can't you see what it's doing to your father?
Ugh, leave Dad out of this.
Well, how can I? He's caught in the crossfire. It's tearing him apart.
Oh, you've got no right to speak for him.
I have every right. Who else is going to? Just because he's a decent, thoughtful man.
Yeah, I know he is.
Well, you don't show it. He's trying so hard to see the best in the way you're behaving. But believe me, Amy, it's not easy.
Yeah, well, that's because he cares about me.
Well, you obviously don't care about him.
How dare you say that?
Well, every time he tries to build a bridge between us, you knock it down. What about last week?
What about it?
He put his heart and soul into cooking that meal, your favourite.
I had some when I got in.
Yeah, skulking round the kitchen after we'd gone to bed like a teenager.
Oh, I didn't say you'd be there.
I'm his wife! Where else would I be? I live here! He went to so much trouble.
Stop trying to make me feel guilty.
You don't need me for that. Poor Alan.
Well, you can talk. Getting him to make me help with your stupid party.
What?
It's pathetic.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, you're the one pulling his strings, not me. As if I'd want to help.
Well, it just shows how desperate he is to get things back to where they were.
How they were?
Yes.
What, you're telling me you cared about me?
Yes. I still do.
Oh, it's rubbish. You've always had your own agenda. All that I'm your stepmother stuff was always a sham.
You don't really believe that.
Don't I?
I'll see you later then, Tony.
But I never.
All right. Dad's made us lunch.
Oh, hang on, Mum. What?
Dad has made us sandwiches.
Oh, blimey.
Is David coming in?
No, he wanted to nip home.
Oh, shame. You're making good progress with the clam.
Well, he's been going hell for leather. Where's Dad going then?
To move the pipes to the spuds. He's eaten.
Ah, that's a help anyway.
And that's not all.
Eh?
He seems to have had a very productive morning all round.
Huh, why? What else has he done?
Tip that grass and come inside. This will make your day.
Okay.
If you've come back to move the cows, you're too late.
No. Just wanted to check you were okay.
Thanks. Well, that's good of you.
So?
All quiet so far. Is the gate shut?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you had lunch?
No.
I'll put some of that shepherd's pie in the microwave.
Oh, thanks. So, you've been all right?
Oh, I jumped out of my skin when Kirk knocked on the door earlier.
Oh, yeah, of course. Did he get the sheep off all right?
Yeah. He noticed the sheds were locked, though.
Did he?
Told me we're not the only farm on his round with shiny new padlocks on all the doors.
Oh?
He thinks it's all just to do with thieves.
Oh, if only.
Well, that'd be bad enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, the panic button came into the kitchen with me after Emma had gone.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And you locked up behind him?
Don't worry, it's becoming second nature.
So, it seems it's all sorted.
What do you mean, sorted? Since when?
Since he hired someone.
He's actually hired someone?
Is there an echo in here?
Well, I can't believe it.
Dad said they'd been in negotiations for a few days, but they sealed the deal this morning.
The sly old devil.
No, he was full of it. 5 afternoons a week, apparently.
Excellent.
Yeah, the guy's pleased to have the work. He and his wife have been feeling the pinch. And Dad's negotiated 1 weekend a month as well.
He never said a word to me.
But that will be flexible, depending, so I understand, on his gigs.
What? Is he in a band?
I know. That's when I began to think Tony was making it all up. He's no spring chicken.
Dad?
No! Trevor, that's his name.
Oh, an old rocker keeping his hand in, eh? I bet you he's got a ponytail. So, is he local or what?
Darrington. Well, which sandwich do you want? There's beef and avocado here, or brie and mushroom?
Brie and mushroom? Mm. And you're telling me Dad made them? As well as suddenly finding a relief milker?
Yes.
And moving the irrigation pipes?
I got the impression he's feeling a bit better.
Well, I look forward to meeting Trevor. He sounds perfect.
Mm. There is a downside. He's got a vintage sunbeam.
Oh, well, there had to be a catch, I suppose.
Yeah, but he's a proper dairyman. Gave up his herd a couple of years ago. Doesn't miss the morning milking, but...
Happy to do the afternoons.
Well, it's put a spring in Dad's step anyway, taking the initiative.
Mm. So, when can he start? That's what I really need to know.
Not for 2.5 weeks.
Oh.
He's visiting his parents in Portugal.
How do you know all this, Mum?
Dad! He gave me chapter and verse. He was extremely pleased with himself.
All right. Have you got any ketchup for this?
No. Oh, love, you've carried this farm the last few months. Dad may not always show it, but he is deeply grateful.
Oh, can I have a piece?
Get your own. There's one in the fruit bowl.
Come on.
Oh.
So, now Ben and Josh have gone up, do you want to talk about Farm Sunday?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do we want strangers roaming round the farm?
Well, that is the deal on an open day.
Even so.
Look, everything will be locked. And we can make the tour shorter than normal. And keep the whole thing closer to home.
And we'll have the cameras up by then, I suppose.
See? They're going to make a big difference, Ruth.
We don't know that.
Well, I think that cancelling will look like failure.
Hiya!
Hey!
You two okay?
Hi! Nice evening.
Yeah, Lottie and Craig came round to Spencer's in the end. Her mum ran the London Marathon.
Mm.
Really? Oh, she's fit.
Out of your league, Dad.
I've never even met the woman.
Oh, that looks nice. Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Cheers.
Have you locked your carpet?
Yeah. I've been talking to Spencer about our holiday. He thinks we should do a festival.
Which one?
We haven't decided.
Well, you'd need to get a move on.
As long as there are plenty of stores for me to spend my money on.
Sounds great. Oh, Pip, I know you're not really involved with Farm Sunday this time.
Too busy, Dad.
No, but can you and Spencer rustle us up some YF stewards, please, like you did for Adam?
Okay, I suppose. Should be easy enough.
Could hope.
Some of the ones from last year will do it again. They enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Dad?
Ben, I thought you were getting ready for bed.
Can we play sausages?
Ben.
Please.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Great, I'll ask the question.
But you always do.
What did you brush your teeth with this morning, Mum?
Sausages.
Pip, what does Spencer wear on his feet?
Sausages.
Dad, what did you cut your hair with?
Sausage.
That was a laugh.
No, it wasn't.
It was too.
He's right, Dad.
Give him his forfeit, Ben. Then it's upstairs.
Get under the table.
What?
Nice one.
Oh.
Well, you shouldn't have laughed.
Oh, right. Getting under the table.
Then you've got to bark like a dog.
What do I bark? Sausages? Oh. Woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Who's that?
I'll go.
No, Pip, no. Hello?
I hope you don't mind me coming round.
Usha!
Hi. David?
Yeah, sorry, we were...
Playing sausages.
Oh, right, of course you were.
Dad was rubbish.
No, I wasn't.
You were a pushover.
Yeah.
We should have asked you easier questions.
What do you want for breakfast, Dad?
Beans on toast.
What's Tom's only topic of conversation?
All right.
Got you again.
Oh, Ben, go to bed.
Yeah,
no.
Come on, come on, off you go.
Go on.
Here's me thinking I'd have some peace and quiet in a sane, sensible house.
Oh, sorry, Usha, you've come to the wrong place.
Very good, very good.
That tune's getting on my wig.
Oh, mine too. Promised Tracy I'd keep an eye on her too, so I don't really want to shut the shop door.
Fair enough.
Alf Grundy set light to the maypole when he was young, apparently. Went up like a giant cigar, Eddie said.
Really? Oh, doesn't she look serious there, bless her?
That's when she dedicated her whole life to the service of the nation. Oh, so young. Mm,
she looks happier in that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, playing tag on board HMS Vanguard.
You don't often see her so informal and relaxed.
Mm. I'll cut them both out.
Oh, it's a shame to hide these away in the phone box.
Oh, no, they'll be facing out through the glass.
Oh, I see.
Then, when we've covered the three sides, we stick the information leaflets on the back of them.
It's not a very big statement.
It's understated, Vicky. That's the point. Like a photo gallery.
Oh, I can't help thinking we're missing a golden opportunity to put that phone box on the map.
Diamond opportunity. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this corgi.
Oh, my great-aunt Nelly had a Welsh corgi. Used to sleep in the bed with her. Hey, how about we wrap it in cling film like that artist?
It's not a packed lunch, Vicky. And how would people get in and out?
We're just thinking outside the box.
This corgi's definitely going in.
Oh, I can't wait for Sunday. And the bacon on Monday. We'll have a good old get-together.
That flotilla on the Thames should be something.
The best thing is having such a long break from work. Because the drive to Felpersham feels such a faff these days. And with the cost of petrol, it's hardly worth the bother.
Oh, it's only twice a week, Vicky.
But it disrupts me rhythm.
There.
Off we go. Of course I'm very loyal to Roland. I've been his practice nurse 15 years now.
Oh, dear.
Whoops.
Just pick yourself up.
What?
One of Linda's kids nearly came a cropper.
That's it. Carry on. Lift your knees, everyone. I want skippity-skip, not clumpity-clump.
What an unfit bunch.
That's it. Under and over. George, don't overtake. Oh, what now? Brad? Brad, what have you got there? Brad, just you come back.
I'm looking forward to us doing the window together.
Yeah. We can use some of the decorations we had when Camilla visited.
Oh, come on, Susan. We want a bit more pizzazz than that. I mean, a Jubilee's in another league.
Oh, hello, Brad, love. What have you got there?
She just doesn't get it, Usha. I don't think she realises what she's done. It's not as if I want to upset my dad. Of course I don't, but...
How do you think it's looking?
Oh, delicious. Anyway, I was looking to see how much the flats in Felpersham cost.
Oh, Amy, don't move away. I'd miss you so much.
We'll see. Looks fantastic, Alice.
Oh, well, it's not really up to Mum's standard.
Are your Mum and Dad going out to celebrate?
No, Mum said they're too tired.
Ah, hence the chocolate cake.
Exactly.
Lucky them.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll save you a piece. I suppose they'll have to make a sponge for Clary as well for the Jubilee cake.
You're such a model citizen, Alice.
It's only a cake.
So, how long have they been married?
36 years today.
Good Lord.
No, won't me and Chris last that long.
Oh, come on. You two are forever.
Yeah. Well, Mum and Dad have been through some dodgy times, but hey, they belong together.
Yeah.
Right, there.
Well done.
I think I'll shove it in the fridge for half an hour before I decorate it.
So, anyway, I think I've worked it out. I know Carl so well. He wouldn't cheat on his wife.
Oh, you're not the first woman in the world to think that.
Yeah, but Dad's brought me up to be a good judge of character, Alice. And the more I think about it, the more I realise that...
What?
I've been given second-hand information. I don't think he's married at all.
Do they look all right so far, Christine?
Fine.
Good. This is more tricky than it looks. I don't want to plant them out, only to find I've spaced them all wrong.
No, I see what you mean.
I'm keeping the white lobelia to the edge of both planters.
Perfect.
And 4 inches apart.
Well, you've got a good eye, Linda. I'm sure you'll do a lovely job.
Oh,
Ambridge is really putting on a show. I'm so proud of us.
Yes. Another lobelia?
Yes, please. I'm fairly confident we've knocked Lakey Green's efforts into a cocked hat.
No contest. I've not seen that hat before, Linda.
Well, no. Robert gave it to me today, actually.
Puts me in mind of that cow in the magic roundabout.
Oh. Next one, please.
Now, what was her name?
Ermintrude.
That's it. Oh, here you are. Cute. She had a little hat with flowers on, just like that.
Of course, the sun means misery for me. Haymaking.
Oh, of course. I expect David will be starting theirs any day.
Exactly.
I watched Adam and Ian put their flowers in. I could see their garden very clearly from my sitting room.
Oh, they've done spectacularly well to create a cottage garden from a standing start.
Courtesy of the garden centre, Jennifer told me. She said Adam found the gardening very therapeutic.
Right, that's it then.
We'll have to keep our fingers crossed there won't be a frost.
Well, I'm usually lucky on my birthday.
Oh, it's today, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. And Jill only reminded me yesterday as well. Oh, the straw hat.
Robert's present, yes. And not the only one. He's taking me out for a meal tonight.
Well, you must come and join Jim and me for a scone, I insist.
Amy, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true. Usha stood there. She saw Carl with his wife.
But Usha's got an agenda.
Well, she didn't have back then. Oh, there we are. 36 flowers. It's a bit of a squeeze.
Oh, it looks perfect.
Hey, and anyway, Annabelle thought they were married. You can't just magic his wife away.
Okay, okay. So, even if they were married, it may be a marriage of convenience. Annabelle and Usha wouldn't know all the ins and outs, would they?
Oh, I don't know.
Couples keep things private. I mean, they must have fallen out of love for him to behave the way he did with me. It was so...
Look, Amy,
no, it wasn't fake, Alice. Or perhaps he stayed with her out of loyalty or just for show, you know? A professional couple, they don't want to lose face. What do you think?
I think I don't want you hurt.
Tea and Christine scones. Nectar and ambrosia.
Jim.
They are delicious. This is all very pleasant, I must say.
Well, I'm so ashamed I forgot your birthday.
Oh, this more than makes up for it.
And it's a pleasure to share it with you, Linda.
Thank you, Jim.
What was the maypole dancing crisis, by the way, earlier on? All those children running around screaming.
Brad. He's an anarchist. Unfortunately, I can't replace him in time.
Still causing havoc, then?
Oh, I told him straight. If he frightens Tilly Button with his pet rat again on Sunday... He's not getting his Jubilee commemoration mug.
Quite right.
Well, you'll be sorry in years to come.
What? When it's worth something?
No. It's an important piece of history.
I treasure my coronation mug. It's got pride of place in our downstairs loo.
Prized indeed.
Jim, I'm pleased to see you've done something a little different here.
Well, it's been an experiment. Into planting vegetables in the flower bed.
Is that chard over there?
Yes, and beetroot.
Oh.
I love the colour of the leaves.
Yes.
And I'm pleased to say my globe artichokes are doing well. They're not easy to grow.
Well, you have to draw green acres to the special attention of the judges.
I agree. What you've done is most unusual.
Oh, no.
There'll be so many highlights for them to choose from.
Your plant is on the green, Linda. They've turned out beautifully.
Oh, and the less formal areas too. Bert and Neil do a marvellous job with God's Acre at St. Stephen's. Keeping it looking that natural takes a lot of work.
And I hope they appreciate the labour that's gone into our community cider orchard.
And not many villages can boast a natural burial site. Mike's worked wonders there.
Well, let's hope the judges appreciate it.
Oh, everyone's made a wonderful effort. I just hope we can all keep everything watered.
So, have you seen what they've done in the front at number 8?
The green?
Glebeland's.
No.
Well, I think perhaps you should.
We've chosen some lovely photographs.
We have.
After you.
We're both going to fit in.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, Vicky.
Oh, he's got it in there.
Brad, take that thing home now.
Oh, Susan, I need to sit down.
Now, Linda, perhaps you'd better prepare yourself.
I can't imagine why.
Here we are, number 8.
Oh, my goodness.
You see my point.
How could I possibly miss it? And how could they possibly do such a thing?
Earth?
Yellow.
Oh, dear.
Yellow tagetes, I believe.
A whole garden full of
but
them.
But this is appalling. They've driven a coach and horses through the red, white and blue motif.
Shocking.
Well, I'm not standing for it. They've done it deliberately.
Oh, Linda.
I think perhaps we should leave her to it.
I don't know who lives here. I think they're commuters.
Probably not in, then.
Do you think they're Republicans?
Quite possibly.
Oh, really, Jim? I don't think you realise just how upset she was going to be.
Planting yellow flowers is hardly a capital offence.
Hello!
Well, I'm with Linda. This is an occasion when the whole village should be singing from the same hymn sheet.
Britain has a fine tradition of disobedience. It keeps our democracy alive, my dear.
Don't you, my dear, me. I'd rather have the Queen as head of state any day over some sleazy politician.
A democratically elected sleazy politician.
I think I'll head back. I don't like to miss the news.
Oops.
There. Now, pass me the cake tin, Lillian.
Sure.
Here.
Thanks.
Could I mop this floor, Peggy?
When I finish this, dear, if that's all right.
Okay, I'll put the vac away.
It's too early to make this, really. But I woke up with the energy to do it.
I hope Claire gets the 60 she needs by Sunday.
No, she'll be a few sponges short of a jubilee cake.
Are you making one, dear?
Oh, no, Mum. The baking gene passed me by.
There should be enough of this mixture here for some fairy cakes as well for the Laurels.
I can take them in for you, Peggy.
Oh, thank you. They're having their special tea on Saturday.
Some of the residents must be about the same age as the Queen.
Yes.
Oh, she's a marvellous woman.
Well, she's lived the good life.
And worked very hard, Lillian. She and I were both in the ATS in the war, Ilona.
In the ATS?
Auxiliary Territorial Service.
Oh.
We supported the army by doing their non-combat jobs.
Oh.
Of course, I was only a lowly stores orderly, while she got to drive a jeep.
Oh, really?
I think I'll do the bathroom, Peggy, while you finish.
Oh, all right. Now, where's that spoon?
Oh, it's here.
Oh, yes. I could have fancied learning to drive in a convoy.
Well, you should have been on the ring road at 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Thank you for getting the flour, dear.
No, it's fine. I wanted to try out the new supermarket. You know, where the cattle market was.
Oh, yes, of course. Is it open already?
Yeah, time flies.
The new market's proving a great success, I know that much.
Yeah, it's so much better.
You and Matt did well. Ilona says he's still putting a lot of work Daryl's way.
Yeah, he is. We've rather come to rely on him.
Oh, have you heard?
What?
Jim and Christine have fallen out. Did you know he was an anarchist and a Republican?
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
I'm off to work soon.
Is it that time already? I'd lost track.
Do you need anything before I go?
I'm okay, thanks. I dug these out.
Where from?
They're in a box in the spare room. It's fascinating reading. Listen. One of the little girls was staring at me wide-eyed. Eventually she pointed at my head. I don't think she'd seen hair like mine before. I pulled a face and she burst out laughing. The awkward silence was broken and we all seemed to get on better after that.
What year is that?
1990. I was hitching through Senegal.
Wow.
Take a look. There are so many things I'd forgotten.
The sun went down as it always does here, dropping swiftly into the reddened earth, then swallowed whole like a fiery blood orange. Stubbed my big toe on a fence post, swore like a docker.
It's almost like I'm reading about someone else.
Yeah. All very different from an English country garden.
Yeah. Oh. A text from Lillian.
What's she say?
Do I fancy a gentle hack this afternoon?
Well, that's a nice idea.
I don't know.
It might do you good getting out, and you needn't go far.
Oh, I don't know.
Poor old Spearman could do with the exercise.
Ilona?
Oh, be careful. The Floyd's very wet.
Oh, it's all right, I'll stay here.
Do you or Piggy want another cup of coffee? I can bring one through.
No, I'm just on my way. Mum might like one, though. She's in the conservatory.
Okay.
Can you stop that a second?
Oh, okay.
Before I go...
Yes?
Daryl. Now, I know he... Well, I know he expressed concerns about his terms and conditions of employment.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah. I just wondered, has Matt come through on his promise?
No, I don't think so. He gave Daryl cash again yesterday for a job he'd done.
Did he? Oh, dear.
Yeah, okay, Alan, I'll get back to you.
Hey, are you sure that I'm the right man for this job, Jolene?
Alan wants the bull upstairs on June the 17th. It's Aisha's 50th.
Never.
Yeah, I've been asked a feeling we've had an inquiry for that night. Only he was in a hurry, so I couldn't check. Oh, where's the diary gone?
Oh, it's just under there.
Oh, I wish people wouldn't move it. It's quiet in here.
Yeah, well, it's only 11:30.
Yeah, I'll give you the hand with the bunting in a minute.
Mm. Oh, there. Oh, my God, there's masses of it. We should be able to cover above the bar and all around the front as well.
Yeah, good.
Here's a positive sea of... red, white and blue.
Oh, that's a nuisance. We're waiting for them to confirm. Sorry, what were you saying about Mariel?
Oh, she's emailed me a new photo.
Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah, I mean, suddenly she doesn't look like a tiddler anymore.
Well, she's 11 now. Oh, come on, let's get the bar festive looking.
Okay. Right, well, shall we start at this end?
Yeah, fine.
Right. I'll just... Okay. Hold on, I'll stand up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love you to meet her. Yeah. She's so funny. Pass me that in, will you?
Yeah, well, I'd like to meet her and all. And little Sydney.
Mm.
So sad Sid never knew him. Matthew's such a sweet boy.
Yeah, I bet. Now just feed it up to me as I go along.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's almost 2 years now. I can hardly believe it.
Yeah, I know. Pass me a drawing pin.
Yeah. Here you go.
Cheers. Oh, and the thought of all that sun and sea.
Yeah. Just a pity it's so far away.
Thank you for dropping this off, Ian.
That's no trouble, it's on my way.
It's all circulars, I expect.
Yeah, you're still getting mail at the hotel, even after all this time.
Yeah, all junk. Oh, would you take a couple of little cakes back for Adam?
Ah, that's very kind.
Not at all. I did some baking this morning. How is he?
Well, Lillian's taking him riding this afternoon. I hope it does the trick.
The trick?
Oh, nothing. He's just, well, he's got a lot of time to think at the moment.
Dear Adam, he gave us all such a terrible fright.
I'm so glad Shula held on to Topper.
I wonder if he misses Nigel.
Oh, they know, believe me. Don't you, boy? Hey. He's always had terrific stamina hunting, this one. Nigel never needed a second horse.
Oh, this is great, Lillian.
Well, I needed to get out.
I phoned an old friend after Ian went to work. Vince, we were in Kenya together.
Oh, it's nice that you kept in touch.
Well, I hadn't spoken to him for years, actually. Caught him just before he goes back to Malawi.
Did you have a good catch-up?
Yeah, he's He's involved in an eco project.
Oh, is he now?
Right up your street, Lillian. Helping people make their own fuel-efficient cooking stoves.
Very worthy.
No, it is. They free women up so they don't spend half their day collecting wood.
Take the notice of me, darling.
It's such a simple thing, but it has real impact. It's made me nostalgic.
For more travel?
For my younger self.
Oh, well, I know that one.
I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't have stayed.
But then, you might never have met Ian. And he's worth 1,000 fuel-efficient cooking stoves.
I'd better not tell him about them, or he'll be building one in the garden. He's the one bright spot at the moment.
Oh, darling.
I mean, what do I do that's of any real impact at all?
Oh, come on,
you know, I fool myself I can change things for the better, but I have no influence, Lillian. I'm a cog in a corporate machine.
But it's your own farm.
You know, I fought tooth and nail against the new dairy, but it's still going ahead. Borchester Land call all the shots. It's not why I wanted to be a farmer.
Adam, everyone needs food and you produce it.
Everyone needs to eat. I know, it's true.
Well then, don't sell yourself short.
Thanks, Derek. Yeah, I might go and check the tubs before the evening gets underway.
Jolene, about New Zealand.
Oh, what about it?
I don't know. I've gone on about it so often.
And?
Well, it's a bit of a joke, I know, but do you think it might be possible?
Well, if you want the truth.
Yeah, I know. I hate not seeing Mariel.
Well, it's not easy.
I've been a lousy dad right from the start. All I've done is let her down.
Look, she knows you love her, Kenton. You've always kept in touch. I mean, there's lots who wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, there's not enough. I want to see her, you know, hang out with her, find out who she is now.
Well, I'd love it, of course, but affairs alone will cost a packet. Don't see how you could afford it. And what about the pub?
Well, that's the one easy question. I mean, Fallon and Reese could run this place standing on their heads. And I could get someone in for Jack's.
Kenton.
Well, we could go later in the summer, August, September maybe, yeah? After the community games.
I don't know, Kenton. Let's park it for now, yeah?
Yeah. OK, sure. I don't know, I'm just relieved my Aussie mates can't see me now, surrounded by all this royalist paraphernalia.
Well, it's good for business, so just button it in front of them punters.
Hey, refuseniks are good for business too, you know? In fact, Reese and I have come up with another cocktail. Yeah? The Presidential Pick-Me-Up.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Good evening.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, hi there.
Kenton will serve you, my darling.
Oh, yeah. I'm right here. Right, oh, tell me, how does the bar look from that side?
Well, yeah, very nice.
Marvellous. Now, am I going to be able to interest you in our Republican cocktail, or are you the man for our Royal Flush?
No, just 2 white wines, please.
You've done the Britain in Bloom Committee proud, darling. Looks great.
Yeah. Only I wish people wouldn't stub their fags out in the tubs. Filthy habit.
Time was, darling.
Yeah. And one day, you'll see the light and all.
Oh, Alona. Hi, it's Lillian.
Hello, Lillian.
Look, darling, you can put Daryl out of his misery. I've spoken to Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it was time to get the thumb screws out.
I'm sorry?
Daryl's wages, darling. Oh. Everything will be sorted out and above board by the end of the week.
Oh, thank you, Lillian. That's wonderful.
No, well, it wasn't fair. I'm so sorry.
And I'm very grateful.
It's fine, darling. Okay, bye.
And thank you.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, darling. Whew, I need a ciggy. You want one?
Yeah, why not? Thanks for taking Adam out.
Oh, no. He did me the favour. I really needed to clear my head. Matt and I had a bit of a run-in this morning.
Thank you. He's really not gone out since Friday, unless you count sitting in the garden.
No, I did wonder. You know, there comes a point when you're recovering, you need to start building up your strength again.
Exactly. He was tired when he got back, but I could see it had done him good. I've left him in the hot tub.
Oh, bless him. Well, I know aunties aren't supposed to have favourites, but
how did he seem to you, Lillian?
Honestly? I think he's brooding a bit, darling. He needs taking out of himself.
Harry! Ooh!
Afternoon, Vicky.
Stop! Emergency!
Hey?
Can you give us a hand?
Oh,
pretty please.
Well, actually, I was just taking a bike down to the river.
This won't take long, only I'm not very good with heights.
Right, but, what?
I'll hold the ladder for you.
Oh, okay. Go on, then.
Ah, you're a good boy.
Right, what are we doing?
We're putting that lot on top of the phone box.
On top? What is it?
What is it? You are a one.
Seriously?
It's a crown, obviously. Well, it will be.
Oh.
A replica of the one Her Majesty wore on the way into Westminster Abbey. There's a photo of it somewhere on this door. Oh, yeah, look, there.
Very regal.
All those diamonds. Anyway, we need to start by sticking these silver triangles up.
Are you sure this won't take long?
Well, the quicker you get up the ladder.
Okay.
Clever, eh? Padded radiator foil stuck on card.
Very innovative.
Up you get, then. I'm holding it. Oh, and I've stuck some boiled sweets on for Jules. They're not silver, but they make it look opulent.
Right, pass up the first piece, then.
Oh, hold on. I'm letting go of the ladder.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not that high up.
Here you are, then. Careful not to bend it.
Okay.
Just hold it up while I tear the parcel tape. Now, where did I put it? Yeah, in my pocket. Oh, my brain.
I hear you had a close encounter with a rat in here.
Oh, I can still see its eyes staring at me. Oh, it's so fiddly finding the end.
Apparently there's a lot of them around, something to do with global warming.
Can you shut up about rats, Harry?
I think you want a bit of vermin, you know.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it'd make all the difference.
Ooh, you're not just a buff pair of cycle shorts, are you? Out there. Oh, the stupid thing.
Well, split down the middle, has it?
Tell you what, there's some gaffer tape in the back of the shop. I'll use that instead.
No, hold on. Vicky.
Don't move.
Wait. Oh, what?
All right, mate.
Oh, hi, Spencer.
What are you doing?
Isn't it obvious?
Well, no.
Making a crown for the phone box.
I think you want to get out more, mate.
You're not wrong. I'm doing Vicky a favour. This is nothing to do with me.
Oh, of course it isn't. Hey, you seen this? This is mad.
What?
Someone's drawn a pair of glasses on this corgi.
Just getting it.
Hiya, Dad. Oh, you've been at wood collecting again.
Yeah. That's going to be one heck of a beacon. Didn't expect you back this early.
Yeah, where's Mum?
She's turning the grass. Just wanted to get on with this.
Well, shall I get the cows in?
Yeah, okay.
Dad, what's that thing?
Huh? Oh, it's a camera.
Oh, Dad! You said you'd never do this.
Yeah. No, I know.
You hate them.
Well, you know, needs must.
What?
Security. You know there's been all these thefts around the area.
Oh, they're so ugly. Oh, no. How many are there?
Well, there's only four.
I don't want to live in a prison.
Oh, come on. Don't exaggerate.
But why, Dad?
Well, you know, times change. No one's going to nick a tractor from the yard if they see these.
No, they'll just steal it when it's down the lane. What next? A 10-foot security fence?
Look, I know it's a change, but soon we won't even notice them.
Yeah, and that's what's so creepy. It's bad enough being spied on all the time in town, but this is where I live.
They're here to protect us, love.
But why, all of a sudden?
I just need to set an example, you know, be responsible.
Oh. Well, in that case, the sooner you give up being NFU chair, the better.
Oh, I think I'm too tired to stay, Mike.
Oh, that's a shame.
He's making that crown. I feel like I've been on the go all day.
Well, you can always come up Saturday. Going to take at least two sessions to build a beacon. It's going to be massive.
Harry said he might come up here.
Oh, more the merrier.
He was ever such a help.
Yeah, he's a nice lad. It's good to have the time to stop and stare.
Mm. Oh, it's a wonderful view from up here.
Yeah, see for miles on a clear day.
We don't have enough downtime together, do we? You work so hard.
Well, hope I won't be working forever.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun when you retire.
Some days I feel it can't come quick enough.
You and me both.
Oh, I mean, I enjoy me work, of course I do.
I wonder if Harry will want to buy into the bottling plant.
Oh, who knows? Feels like I've been at everyone's beck and call for so long.
Well, you have been with your outdoor work, especially. People don't appreciate all you do on the estate, Lower Loxley, the burial site.
Yeah. Be nice to have a bit of time for me.
Us. We'll have a fantastic time together.
Bit of freedom, eh?
Exactly. We can dust off our dancing shoes again for starters. Go along to a Zumba class.
I fancy a giant flat screen telly.
We could go in for some competitions.
Feet up, sports channel on. My idea of heaven.
Oh, no. Not mine. I mean, there's a whole world out there to be explored.
Hmm. Well, the over 60s put on some nice coach trips.
Over 60s? What are you like?
Eh?
60's just the start these days. Hey, there's an extras agency opened in Felpersham, Mike.
What?
We could be on telly.
Oh, them big screens show every wrinkle.
Oh.
Here, I'll have more time for me darts, though.
Oh, we can aim a bit higher than that.
No, Neil's always wanted to go in for some bigger competitions.
What about television quizzes?
Oh.
We might win some money.
I'll be able to stay awake for the pub quiz and all. Usually too knackered to enjoy that.
Then, if we won some money, we could jet off to Dubai. Anywhere. My friend Jackie did a bungee jump last year.
Oh, she's mad.
I'm just saying, you're never too old.
Do you remember the Silver Jubilee?
Do I? Rowena Ballam pelted me with jelly at our street party.
I lit the beacon on this very spot.
You never? Ah, what an honour.
I was representing the youth club, and I was pushing 28.
Well, you're as young as the man you feel.
Vicky!
You'll have more energy for that and all when you're not working.
We do pretty well, though, don't we?
I've no complaints. One thing we can do together next week is try the vino at Lower Loxley.
Oh, of course, English wine week, yeah. Roy sent theirs off for this Vineyards Association competition. Be a feather in their cap if they win.
So do you fancy it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Great. Oh, we've got so much to look forward to.
Yeah. Be able to spend more time with the grandkids when I wind down. Hey, who knows? Tom and Brenda may have a nipper by then.
Oh, I hope that won't mean less time for me, Mr. Bubbles.
Oh, never, Mrs. Bubbles. Come here. Oh.
Come look at this, Pip.
What?
Play it back, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, Ben looks stupid.
Oh, so this is the Big Brother control room then?
Yeah.
I was pulling faces for the camera, Pip. Oh.
Well, it was just so that we could try it out, you know.
Whoa, there he is, Dad. See?
You know, you're quite photogenic, Ben. We should put you in the movies and make some money from you.
Yeah, and why not put a camera in the lambing shed for a spot of remote farming?
What's this, Dad?
That is going in the drawer. Ben, hand it over, please.
What does it do?
No, I mean it. Give it here. Thank you. All of you, if you press that, the police come.
Awesome!
Oh, great!
It's just part of the kit.
So why did you get it, Dad?
Well, you know, Tom had his quad bike stolen, didn't he?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, putting it back to real time now.
Oh!
That show's over. Hang on, who's that? Are we expecting someone?
Oh, it's Spencer.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
No, it's not. It's the Beast of Haydon Wood.
Oh, we're going to help you and Josh building the beacon, Dad.
Oh, thank you.
Can I come too?
No, Ben, you stay here and keep your mum company.
Yeah, it was a real nail biter.
Keep your gloves on, Josh.
You're too big.
Here you go then, Harry.
Ah, yeah, that piece fits perfectly.
Yeah, like a Chinese puzzle, see? Got to keep cross-hatching them.
Yeah.
Jamie got a game, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
He didn't bat, but he fielded well, didn't he, Josh?
Yeah.
Look, do you mind if we take a moment, Harry?
Yeah, okay.
Leave that piece in the trailer, Josh. It's too wet.
Okay.
So this hifty car fella's proven his worth, then?
Oh, yeah. He's really raised morale.
Yeah. Gave Darrington a fright anyway.
Yeah, we should be proud of ourselves. If he calls us a work in progress.
Spencer and Pip are so lazy. Aren't you doing any work, you two?
Shut up, Josh.
We're just taking five.
Yeah, right.
Leave them alone, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Spencer's been helping, hasn't he?
Hey, Harry.
What?
We passed the phone box on the way. It's got, like, this really pathetic crown on it.
Right.
And six helium balloons sticking out.
Balloons?
Yeah, who'd want to do a thing like that?
Oh, indeed.
I mean, what's the fuss all about?
You okay, David?
Yeah, I just want to get this lot unloaded.
Yeah. Watch, you farmers won't be praying for rain this weekend, eh?
Eh?
What, with this lot?
Oh, right, yeah, no.
Let's hope it stays dry.
Trail is empty, Dad.
Yeah, and I think we'd better get back, Josh. Before the light goes.
It's another half hour yet.
Yeah, well, even so, you've got school tomorrow, haven't you? Come on, you two, home.
I think we're going to stay, Dad.
Oh, well, will you make sure you walk her home, Spencer?
Sure.
Dad, it's only down the hill.
Sorry, mate.
No, it's okay. Harry and I will do a bit more, shall we?
Yeah, I'm easy.
We've still got Saturday.
Yeah, well, we'll hopefully finish it by then. Right, in you get, Josh. Come on.
Right, come on then, Harry. Let's get on.
Okay.
Well, that piece looks all right.
Okay, yeah. Here, I'll have my sweatshirt, Pip. You look cold.
Thanks.
You okay?
Not really. It's horrible having these cameras.
Oh, your dad thinks they're practical.
Yeah. He's got those shiny new padlocks around the place as well.
Well, it's understandable, I suppose. With what happened to Adam and everything. We're the same at home, too.
I'm really worried about it, Spencer. I mean, it's not just that.
What then?
It's like finding Adam after what happened to Uncle Nigel. He still hasn't really got over that, and now
he's just keeping the farm secure. That's all.
I don't know. I'm sure something's going on. Something they're not telling me about. And I don't like it.
Okay, Spearmint. It's just sealing the pad.
We don't want thrush sprouting up where I can't reach it with the hoof pick. There.
Maybe he hit something hard when Adam took him out. And the bruise has taken a couple of days to come up.
He might have seen Linda's beast and bolted.
Well, I think Adam would have said.
Well, it's not an old one, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's have your foot, boy.
It's okay. Oh, it's a shame you won't be around for Mum's supper. The pickers are arriving today.
Well, I can't miss Nets. I'm Ifty's blue-eyed boy.
You're such a show-off, Christopher Carter.
Well, you've either got it or you haven't. Oh, that's it. Just hold it there for a bit.
Oh, baby. Oh, maybe take less sole off next time you trim him as well.
Sure.
Have you got to go back out?
Yeah, I've one more call this afternoon. I'll be home around 5.
Okay. I promised Mum I'd give her a hand.
Oh, it's fine. I'll grab a quick sandwich tonight before Nets.
Well, Dad should be home soon with the minibus.
Yeah? Makes a change, Adam, not meeting them all from the airport.
Oh.
There you go, boy.
Oh, Amy.
There's a surprise.
Well, she can't come to supper. Well, that's a pity. I thought a hot European guy might help take her mind off Carl.
Can't you go one night without seeing each other?
Chris.
I mean, she came on Friday.
Yeah, so what?
I had hoped it might be just the two of us for a change.
Well, I've got to support her. Things are so bad at the vicarage. She's thinking of moving out.
Oh, no.
Chris, honestly.
Well, we've got no room. Walk him round for a bit.
Come on, Spearman. She's your friend too.
I know.
You're not sure about it yet, are you, boy?
It'll be fine. I didn't mean to be horrible, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm worried what she might do, Chris.
She just needs to get over it.
It's easy to say.
Even if he told her face to face he had a wife, she still wouldn't believe him.
She'd believe me, though.
What?
Well, if I could prove it.
You?
Well, all it needs is a little detective work and I'm sure I can find out.
Alice.
Yeah, well, better me than Amy.
You want to think about this?
Well, I only want to protect her.
Clary, hi.
Oh,
You go on, Joe.
Righto.
I thought it were you drove past us a minute ago. All right, Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, like that, is it?
I'm afraid so. We're meeting Ben off the bus.
Oh, well, I've got to do the flowers in church.
Those lilies are gorgeous.
Jennifer's down on the rotor with me, but she's too busy to help.
Well, I'm not surprised.
She'll be going to bake me 2 sponges as well, but she's let me down.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Clary. I just can't see me getting it together.
Oh, well, I best get on.
Sorry.
Never mind.
That was rude, Josh.
Oh, get off my case, Mum. You haven't stopped since I got in the car.
Well, where were you? I was waiting 10 minutes outside school.
Yeah, 10 minutes, not 10 hours.
Well, you know I needed to go to the supermarket before we met Ben off the bus. I was worried.
Well, we're here, aren't we?
Only because I drove like a lunatic. Where are you going?
The shop.
Well, go and look out for Ben first.
Honestly, you'd think Ruth would make the effort. Pass me another lily.
Yeah, he looks nice against the silver dish.
I mean, I'm a busy woman too.
Oh, yes, you are.
Stay up, you stupid thing. I mean, how long does it take to throw a sponge together? And she's left it till now to tell me.
Another lily?
Yeah. Just hope there ain't no moles dropping out.
Well, I meant to tell you...
What?
Jean Harvey phoned.
And?
She's going away for the weekend now.
What, so no sponge?
No.
Oh! When did she ring?
Yesterday.
Joe?
And Sabrina's white...
Oh, no!
No, it's all right. She can do it.
Good.
But she wanted to know if she's to put saffron in it to make it more yellow. Mm. I said you'd phone her back.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Joe, as if I didn't have enough to do.
Well, I'm sick of it. Every time I pick up the phone, it's somebody asking about that darn cake. And every time it's a thorn in my side.
Oh, not again.
It's me should be cutting it on Sunday, not Bob Pullen.
Look, there might not even be a cake at this rate. It's going to be a disaster. I wish I'd never taken it on.
Ah, well, you've been taken advantage of, I reckon. You and me, we've both been dumped on.
Joe, I wake up nights in a sweat worrying about it. I've got no idea if enough sponges are coming on Sunday. Then we've got to get all that jam in and ice the blooming thing. And all you can do is whinge on about Bob Pullen cutting it. Well, that's the easy part.
Whinge?
Oh, start clearing up, Joe. I've got a ton of ironing to do before tea.
Ready?
What about this? Does it go all right with the skirt?
It's only supper with the pickers.
No, I can still look nice, can't I?
Alice? What's wrong?
Nothing.
You're not still mad with me, are you?
No.
It's you I'm thinking about.
But she needs to know the truth, Chris. She won't believe what he's really like until she sees proof.
Amy won't thank you for interfering.
Yeah, but I can help her.
No, you just think you can.
Remember I know what it's like. How much damage all that lying and deceit can do.
What?
All this stuff about Carl... Why? It's taking me right back to Dad.
Siobhan.
I just can't stop thinking about how it would be for Carl's wife. If she knew about Amy.
Right.
You know, all those people were just torn to pieces. I can help Mum, but I can help Amy. If I can prove to her what Carl is really like, then maybe she'll be able to walk away from it all.
And what if you make things worse? Have you thought about that?
How will I do that?
Like you said, there are a lot of people who can get hurt, and you butting in could make it a whole lot more difficult.
But not for Amy. The way things are with her at the moment, it couldn't be any worse. I've got to help her, Chris. I've just got to.
How's it going?
Yeah, nice bit of hay. You know, I've been thinking.
What about?
You were right. We should have got 8 cameras. Covered all the outbuildings.
Well, look how Pip reacted. That would have really freaked her out.
Maybe. Saw a car parked in the lane just now.
Oh?
It's just someone on their mobile.
Good.
I find myself trying to memorise every number plate.
Oh, when will things get back to normal?
Hey, Joshy. Good day at school?
Yeah. I can't get in the shed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I've got a key here.
I need my bike.
Yeah, all right.
Where are you going?
Jamie's. We might go to the river.
Haven't you got any homework?
No, honestly, Mum, you're always nagging me to get out of my room.
Now, just make sure you take your phone with you. Here you go.
Don't fuss, Dad.
He's noticed.
What?
He knows something's up.
No. He thinks the cameras are cool. All right, Ben.
Hi.
Hey. Give us a bit of chocolate.
Get your own.
Hey, you greedy guts. Look at the size of it.
Where did you get that?
When I went in the shop with Josh.
You won't want your tea.
I will.
Hey, where are you off to, young man?
Tree climbing.
Whereabouts?
Lower Wood.
Oh, no, you're not.
See you guys.
Josh, wait. Don't go anywhere, Ben.
Oh.
What time will you be back?
Dunno. Jamie's got nets after tea. I might watch.
Well, just phone us when you're heading back, okay?
Okay.
What have you done with the key?
In the padlock. Laters.
Hey, Ben.
Come back here.
Laters.
Stay in the orchard.
Do as your mother says, Ben. I mean it.
Okay, relax.
This is impossible.
Yeah. Especially with these long evenings. And there's half term next week.
I don't know how we're going to manage.
Well, short of tagging them, what can we do?
Well, they're not prisoners, David. They should be free to enjoy themselves. Like they've always been free.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing. But we've got to keep them safe.
Bye then, Nick. She's coming round later with the kids. Well, William's at Nets.
He's a right little Houdini de Hercules.
Yeah, you hang on to him, Joe. I want no ferrets on the ironing. William left Nets early one day last week. I'll pass us them jeans, would you? And that new trainer, he weren't too impressed with that.
He did Nets on Saturday, though, he told me. And he played all right on Sunday, William.
Yeah, well, he put his heart and soul into the game to make up for it, so Nick said.
Heard the latest about the wild beast, eh?
What about it?
Well, Edward says that Beardy from the Wildlife Trust...
Patrick.
That's him. Well, him and young Kirsty have set up cameras in the woods to try and spot it, see?
That should solve the mystery once and for all.
They comes on automatic when something passes by.
That's clever.
We still reckons it's a dog.
Certainly ain't going to be a panther. You could put him back in his cage now, Joe, and wash your hands for tea.
Oh, right. Oh, can I help you by laying the table? Only I know she's got a lot to do.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I should never have snapped at you. And in the church of all places.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise you was in such a state over that Jubilee sponge.
I don't want people thinking I can't do it, you see. But it's such a big responsibility.
Well, it only comes round once every 60 years.
Oh, thank heavens for that. It's the centrepiece of Ambridge's celebrations. I mean, the whole village will be there.
That's why I wanted to cut it.
Yeah, oh no. Oh, look, Joe, we're only an accident of birth, as Bob Pullen were born before you.
Fate.
So you be generous, eh? You let him have his little moment in the sun.
Hmm.
Joe.